right, we have the sugya here of Arav and Eved Kenani. Gemara had the first case. We're going to have altogether three cases here in the Gemara. Din Arav, and Din Eved Kenani, and Din Shneihem. And in every one of these cases, the halacha is that's mechudeshes. So we have three cases that each one has its own chiddush. They could do kiddushin in a way which otherwise I would think would not be a good kiddushin. The whole sugya is about the giving, about who gives and who gets. So again, let's start with the first case. We'll go through all three and try to see the nekuda of chiddush in each one. The first case was 10 mana leplaini vekadesh ani lach. So, what's the case? Normally, you have chasen and kala. Normally, the chasen gives money, a ring, to the kala. That's a typical case. Saying, no, you can have a case where the chasen doesn't give it to the kala. You have a case where the chasen gives it to a third person, and that third person is the kabel, and it's mekudeshes, not to the third person, but mekudeshes to the kala. So that's the chiddush din that of din arav. So what is din arav? So as I explained to you yesterday, it's not shlichus, that the lady can make a shliach that's pashit, that you don't need din arav if she makes a shliach. No, she didn't make a shliach. She said tein mana lepliny. It could be pliny is a guy or a cotton. There's no shlichus. Tein mana pliny and what? It's as if I received it. How is that similar to an arav? What's an ariv? An ariv is, I guarantee a loan. Give somebody else a loan, and I will guarantee the payment. That's an ariv. Right? That means that Pliny's Kabbalah, it's ki'ilu, I was mekabalit, not totally, because Pliny is also chayiv, he's a loiver. But I also am mechayiv myself, by you giving Pliny, I'm also mechayiv myself. So that's the chiddush of din ariv. So the Rosh and Rambam argue in the lundis of the sugya. And the reason we know it's a machlokes Rosh and Rambam is just from a difference in the language that each one uses. The Rosh says that the language that you say b'shas kedushin, when you mekadish a woman with din ariv, so you say hare et at mekudeshes li b'mona zu, Shenosati al picha. You should be mekudesh to me because I'm listening to you and I'm giving the money to Pliny. So hariyam mekudeshes b'mona zu, with the money itself. That's the Rosh's mahalach. The Rosh's mahalach is easily understood. The Rosh, I think, in the lamdis of it, it's easy to understand the lamdis. What's the lamdis? That Din Arif says, even though she didn't get it, it's Kiilu she got it. See, the Kaddish show with the Kiilu. Kiilu you got it. The Rambam says, no. You say, Harayat Mukudeshis Li, Behano Zu, Shinasati Mona Alpicha. She Mukudesh to me with this Hano that you have, that I gave something Alpicha, that I gave something because you said so. So you mekudesh to me with that hanor, which means the Rambam doesn't agree with the Rosh that you can mekudesh with the money itself. How can you mekudesh with the money itself? She didn't get it. She's mekudesh with the hanor that I listened to you and I gave kiddush. Now it seems to be a slight difference. It's really a pretty big difference. Is the kiddush with the money or is the kiddush with the hanor that I'm listening to you? So yesterday I suggested a nafgamina between the two. And here we got into a bit of a disagreement. What was a nafgamina? I assume that if, to understand what we were arguing about, but my assumption is that if, what hanor do I have? I tell you, please give Pliny $100. How much is that worth to me in a typical case? It could be outside factors, but in a typical case. If I want someone to have money, and I ask you, please give him money. please give him $100. How much is it worth to me? So my understanding is that by definition, it's worth less than $100 to me. Well, that was my understanding. Why? Because it can be worth $100. If it's worth $100, why would I pay you $100 to give him $100? I would already give it myself. What's it worth to me that you should give it? So it's worth something to me. It's worth maybe it's worth $90 to me, maybe even $99. But it's not worth $100. I wouldn't pay someone $100 to give someone else $100. So my understanding of the Rambam is that it's somehow less than the amount of cash that's being given. This is the Havana with which I walked into class yesterday, and I didn't expect to get a hard time over it. And I said, therefore, if you say to someone, give a pruta, one pruta to Pliny, and we'll be married. So according to the Rush, it's good. If I say, hurry up mukadeshously, with this pruta that I'm giving Pliny, you should be married to me. So like the Rush, it's certainly good. That we didn't have any disagreement. Everyone agrees. It's the Rush and mukadesh with the money itself. Like the Rambam, it shouldn't be a good kiddushin. Because the way I understand, when you, I tell you, give a pruta to someone else instead of giving it to the kala, give it to someone else. It's worth to the kala slightly less than a pruta. So if it would be one pruta, so you can say, I'll marry you with the hanor that I'm giving a pruta al picha, that is worth less than a pruta. And the Mela, that would be a nafkamina between the Rambam and the Rush. This is what I had planned to say yesterday without thinking of such a big chiddush. So some of you disagreed with me, and you felt it's not true. Not emes. If I tell someone to give a pruta, so it's worth a pruta to me. Not only is it worth a pruta, you said maybe it's even worth more than a pruta. Because first of all, Pliny's getting a pruta. And said, well, I feel good that you're a good friend of mine. You're willing to listen to me and to give money on my say so. So this is where we left yesterday. We left
that, the point of that, you can even actually have less than a pruta. And
if it's worth more, okay, let's not get into it's worth more, because I'm even arguing it's worth the same. But all right, yeah. You were less than a pruta. Happy you listen. How happy am I? Listen, you gave a half a pruta already, but okay. You know, one potato chip, and I feel good. Maybe. Right, so first of all, the Chemde Shlaima, he says the way I said. The Chemde Shlaima, he counts this as an afkamina between the Rambam and the Rush. And he says that according to the Rambam, if you give a pruta, and you say, ba'ano azush nasati alpicha, that hanah is less than a pruta, like the Rambam is no good, like the Rush is good. So Chaim Shlomo says the way I said. Rabbi Chanan brings this nafkamina. He doesn't say the words Chaim Shlomo, but he brings this nafkamina between the Rambam and the Rush. And then he says that it's shver. He says, no, it's mashma for Gemara later in the Perek, that if I tell you to give a pruta for me, that it is worth a pruta to me, which is what you were saying, that it's worth a pruta. So why did I try to understand? Last night I was trying to understand, what are we arguing about? What are we arguing about? Why do I think? Well, I'm not arguing here about a halacha mishum sina. We're arguing about what something is worth to people. Because I think that if I tell someone to give Pliny $100, it's not worth $100 to me. And you think it is. Well, what are we really arguing about? I think we're arguing in how to shots up the value of things. I'll give you another example, and this is something we're going to have to come back to. But I'll give you an example of where I think we would have the same argument. We know, the Gemara says later, that Rakoid Lafanai is a good kedushin. If I say my dancing is worth more than a pruta, and I'll dance in front of her for a pruta. That's also in the scene. Or I'll sing in front of her. That's also worth a pruta. Now, what does that mean? Let's say my singing has a value in the shuk. I'm a singer, and people pay me. People pay me to sing for them. People pay me to perform. There's no shayla. If I sing for this lady, it's a good kedusha. What happens if I'm someone and I sing nicely, but there's no shara shuk? I didn't reach that level where people are paying me to perform. No one pays me, but I sing nicely. You think that's a good kedushin? If I sing for her and I say, okay, I want you to be mekudeshes with my singing in front of you, and I want you to be mekudeshes or a kaid lafanai today. Who pays people to dance? Unless the person's a circus clown. So a kaid lafanai. You think it's a good kedushin if I tell a woman I want you to be mekudeshes and just singing? I say, hana, I'm giving you hana, I'm singing. How would you understand it? Anybody? It's a good kedushin. It's not a good kedushin. It's hana. I sing nicely. I'm willing to sing. And I want you to be mekudeshes with the hana. You have hana. I'm singing nicely, and I sing a song you like, and I want you to be mekudeshes with that hana. You think it should be a good kedushin? What do you think?
If
she would pay for it, or if she likes it, what does it depend on?
If she gets to know what,
don't say she, because we already spoke about the fact that if she would pay for something that's worth less than a pruta, so this didi shavali doesn't work. Even though she really would pay for this pruta, but the pashtus didi shavali doesn't work. It has to really be worth. So it's hard to say she would pay. So that's what I would think. I would think you go according to the shahr. You go according to what the shahr is. What is it worth in the market? If it has a market value, it's a pruta. If it doesn't have a market value, it's not a pruta. This is the way I would understand it. We'll see. We'll get to the Gemara. Maybe I'm wrong. But that's the way I would understand the sugya. If it has a market value, it's good. Just like if I make a sculpture and I give it to you. So is that worth a pruta? How do I decide if it's worth a pruta? I have to go to the store and see if it's worth a pruta. I mean, some sculptures not worth a pruta, some are worth a pruta. I make a painting. How do I decide it's a kedushin? I go in the shuk and I see if there's a shahr, if people would buy such a painting. I understand Rekoid Lafonai the same way. If it has a shahr, it's a kedushin. If it doesn't have a shahr, it's not a kedushin. That's my understanding. My understanding is, if to her it's a hana, just like if I give her a tissue, I say, how much with this tissue? Tissue is worth less than a pruta. She says, I need it. It's worth a pruta. It doesn't help. The same thing if I dance in front of her and she says, worth a pruta. It doesn't help. I understand if you're kash with the hana of the tissue, also shouldn't be mekudeshes. The way I understand, the hana can't be worth more than the shara shuk. That's the way I understand the whole kedushin business. So therefore, since I understand it this way, so I'm going the way I understand. I'm saying that if you're giving, I want to make a woman with that noah that someone else, that the chassan is giving someone else the money. So therefore, my mindset as I go to it, I say, what would people pay? What would people pay someone else to give plenty $100? Therefore, I said it doesn't make sense. You wouldn't give somebody $100 to pay him to give someone else $100. What do you need him for? You might as well give it yourself. So therefore, I didn't understand that it should be worth the full money. And apparently, the Chen Deshleimai feels the same way. Now, if you're disagreeing, and the Rebbe Chanan sees a raya that it's taka worth the whole money, so I'm not sure. Are you saying that maybe not? Maybe it goes according to what? The hana goes according to not what people would pay for it, because you agree with me, I think nobody would pay someone $100 to give $100. But somehow the hana I get lachra maisa. I would never pay for it, but the maisa, I feel good that someone gave my son $100. It's worth $100 to me. It might be worth more. I feel so good that he gave someone my son $100. It might be worth more than $100. So I wouldn't pay for it, because if I paid for it, I wouldn't feel good about it. But the feeling good, lachar maisa, was worth more to me. So we have here two ways of looking at how to shut things up. Now, I hope we're going to get to Adam Choshev. I'm hoping tomorrow we'll get to Adam Choshev. I think we're going to end up having a big argument in what's Taich Adam Choshev there. We'll see. What's Taich Adam Choshev? We'll talk about that. But I think this is the reason that we had a disagreement yesterday. Because I was looking, technically, like a businessman, what's it worth in the marketplace? So you'll all agree with me that if you use my way of measuring, I think you'll agree with me. You wouldn't pay someone $100 to give $100. But your understanding is you don't look at it that way. You don't look at it, I would pay someone $100. You look at it, it happened. How much is it worth to me that it happened? So Nachinami, once it happened, I might feel so good that someone gave my friend $100. It might be worth even more than that to me, maybe. Especially if he gave it because of my recommendation. So I feel very good about it. Anyway, these are the tutzadim. At least I found the Chaim Shleimer says, like the way I was saying. Rabbi Chanan in Svara starts off saying it, and then he says, is a Gemara later, that's Muchach. No. That when I tell somebody to give a pruta al pi, that itself is worth a pruta. So Rabbi Chanan apparently being a raya, the way you're saying, that telling someone to give a pruta al pi is where that hanoi is a pruta. It seems we have two ways to look at what's going on here. If it's not, it doesn't have a market value. If it doesn't have a market. I agree. Pashtus that goes according to market value. What's the tzad to say? What you're asking me is what's the tzad to say, not the way I understand. So you're asking the wrong person.
The
yeah. Okay. Could be here it's a little different. Because here, there's an extra thing that someone else is giving. I'll pee. There's a certain happiness that someone is giving because I recommended. There is such a, I don't disagree that there's something else there, and that doesn't exist in the Gemara's case.
Gemara has a case that sit on the bench with me. He becomes, because I had him move to the market, and nobody would pay money.
Are you sure? Is that what the Gemara means? I don't know, then you have a kasha. Then you have a kasha. Okay, so we have to. Anyway, this is Din Arav. So we have two Mahalchim. The Rambam's Mahalch, the Rosh's Mahalch. We're only arguing over this Nafkamina. The Ma'etzah Mahalach, I think you see that there are two ways of learning. You Makudish with the money itself, or you Makudish with the Hanah that I gave Al Picha. And I mentioned to you yesterday, the Yeshua's Kasha on the Rambam, that according to the Rambam, that you Makudish with the Hanah, what do I need the Chiddush of Din Arav? What do I need Din Arav? So, of course, you Makudish with Hanah. You always be Kurdish with Hanah. Let's go on to the second case. Halach Mana, fourth line. Halach Mana, this Kachi Laplaini, Kudesh Es Medin Evikanani. What's the case here? So again, this case is easy, but then people get confused between the two cases. Okay, Din Evikanani is what? What's Evikanani? A man who's working. Yeah, the Ever Kanani owns nothing. Never ever, he could own things. Ever Kanani owns nothing. Whatever he owns is ugly. Torah says he could go out with Geroin Kesser, with buying his way out. How can he buy his way out? He has no money. Al Karchach, someone else giving the money, is as if he gave the money. The Torah is Megala that if someone else gives, it's Kimu he the Ever Kanani gets. Follow? The Ever Kanani? If someone else gives the money, it's Kimu he gave. Is that the same as Din Arav? Is that the same as Din Arav? What's Din Arav? If someone else.
Someone
else money,
he's guaranteeing.
He received the money. Din Arav is if someone else receives, it's like I received. Deva Kanani, if someone else gives, it's like I gave. You follow? Din Ariv, someone else received money, and it's considered like I received it. Din Eva Kanani, if someone else gave the money, it's like I gave the money. So Din Ariv, who's being replaced? Normal Kedushin Chassan gives Kala. In Din Ariv, who's being replaced? The Chassan, instead of giving it to the Kala, is giving it to someone else, a different receiver. Din Eva Kanani, who's being replaced? The Chassan. Instead of the Chassan giving, someone else is giving, the Kala is getting. But someone else is doing the giving. Now I find that when we talk about it, it gets confusing. Instead of Din Ariv, Din Eva Kanani, you have to decipher in your mind which is which. You have to make yourself a simon. What's a good simon to remember? The way to remember, the chosen is the Eved Kanani. Right? That's the way it works out. When the chosen, b'mkayim the chosen, that's Eved Kanani. Instead of the chosen giving, it's someone else giving. That's the Eved Kanani, right? The kala, instead of the kala receiving, someone else receiving, that's the Din Ariv. A good simon. Huh? You think you remember it? Only the single guys were laughing. The married guys weren't laughing. Yeah. Okay, so you got the cases. These two cases are David Kanani. Din Eved Kanani is that instead of the chassan giving, someone else gives. Din Ariv is that instead of the woman receiving, someone else receives. Is it a good kedushin? It's a good kedushin. Both cases are good kedushin. No problem. Okay, let's see if you follow. You would have a similar case, I tell you yesterday, by Ribbis. You have Din Ariv and Din Eved Kanani. Okay, you could have both cases. Din Ariv and Din Eved Kanani by Ribbis. What's the case by Ribbis? I lend you money, and someone else receives the Ribbis instead of the Leiva, a different receiver. So I lend you money. I say, instead of giving me money, give the money to Tzedakah. Give the Ribbis to Tzedakah. That's awesome. That's Din Ariv. Din Ariv is the receiver of the ribbis is someone other than the malva, and Din Ariv tells us that that's us. Well, be Din Eved Kanani by ribbis, I lend you money, and instead of the leiva giving the ribbis, someone else gives the ribbis. Someone else gives the ribbis. What's the din then? So that's good. We had that in Taisis by Mekadosh Benova. By ribbis, that's mutter. Din Eved Kanani is mutter. In other words, I lend you money, and someone else is the giver of the money. Someone else gives me money to pay me to lend you money. So there, by ribbis, that's mutter. Din Eved Kanani is mutter there, then Ariv is also. Whatever the cheshbonos are in Nezer Nesha. But it's a similar words of Din Ariv and Din Eved Kanani. So that's Din Ariv and that's Din Eved Kanani. So what's the Gemara? Let's see the Gemara in Din Eved Kanani. Again, the fourth line. Hey, Lachmana, this guy shall apply me. Kudeshim din Eved Kanani, Eved Kanani. Lav afal gav delay kachasa v'loy midi, kukani nafshe. Eved Kanani is losing nothing. Someone else is paying. He's paying himself. Hai gav renani, afal gav delay kachasa v'loy midi, kukani lay laha yitza. Period. Din Eved Kanani. Okay, who's in the picture here? If you're filming a picture of Din Eved Kanani, who's giving and who's getting under the chuppah? So Din Eved Kanani is that someone else is giving, not the chas. It's not a shliach. Shlichus, of course it works b'tara shlichus. Shlichus is pashut. The Rosh says, and the Ran both say, that we mean here even without shlichus. So you have under the chuppah, you have a chasin, a kala, and the person giving the money. Okay? So the person giving the money gives the money to the kala. Who says harayat? Chosin says harayat. Unless he makes him a shliach, but assuming there's no shliach. So the Rosh says the chosin says harayat. So what does he say? What does he say? You're under the chuppah. Someone else is giving the kala the ring, not the chosin. Not the chosin. Three of them under the kala. They want to have a different type of a chuppah. This shows a lamdin. So he's going to do then have a kanani under the chuppah. So get someone else to do the giving. And he says what? He says what? Harayat, Kadeshus Li. What? So the Rosh says that he says Harayat Kadeshus Li, b'manazu atabazu, shenasan api that he gave because I told him. Sahari Yamukudeshusli Bimonazu or Bitabazu. Whatever it is.
Why is that on Sukkot?
If I make him a shliach, then I don't even have to say it. He could say it. Here, I'm not making him a shliach. No, he's giving because I told him to give. He might not even know that I'm being married through this. I ask him, do me a favor, give this lady $100. Okay, my friend, I'm willing. I'll give her $100. He doesn't even have to know it's a kedusha. The lash and the rush. Hari am kedushas li b'mana shenasan loch poloini. That's what he says. They didn't even say al pi. Just as b'monish and nazla flaini mekudeshes, could be not shlichus. Plaini could be a guy. Plaini could be a cotton. And shlichus doesn't work. So nevertheless, it works. So the Rosh says either I made him a shliach, or even if I didn't make him a shliach, if I say it, it's good. Hayavishli b'monish and nazla flaini. Guess what the Rambam says? Hayav mekudeshes li be. As you guess, he says, "Bahanoa zu shepleini nothing alpi." The hanoa that Pliny gave alpi because I asked him to. I mean, the bahanoa zu that Pliny gave alpi, and then it's a good kiddush. You receive the hanoa from the fact that Pliny is giving. So I'm a kaddish you with the hanoa that Pliny is giving because I said so. What? The woman. She received the hanoa, not the $100. The hanoa that Pliny gave alpi because the chassan said so. There's a hanoa, the chassan saying so. Now we can get into a fight again. How much is it worth to a woman, the hanoa that the chassan told someone, give $100 and this person gave it? Is that worth $100? Huh? Is it worth $100? What do you think? Forget about chassan kala. Talk about people. You have somebody. Somebody's your friend. He has a rich friend. So he tells his rich friend, "Do me a favor. Give him $100. How much is it worth to you what this person did?" Same as before. We can argue the same way. You could say it's worth $100 to you. But might you have $100 in your hand? She likes that people listen to her husband. Again, Lidi, there's no shara shuk for that. If Pliny is going to give the $100 or give less than a pruta, it's not going to be. What? Sorry. She's actually getting the $100. But the Rambam says she's not makudish with the 100. Because the $100 didn't come from the chasm. What came from the chasm? That alpi she got the alpiv she got the $100. And that has the hanor, that's a value. It's a value. I have a chosin that could get people to give me $100. There's a value. Now, would you pay $100 for someone to convince someone else to give you $100? You have to be ridiculous. You pay someone $100 that he should convince Pliny to give you $100. There's no shara shuk. So it seems it's worth a little less than 100 lishitasi. Lishitaschem, you could argue. Yitaka wouldn't pay someone, but once I have a friend who could convince Vienna to give me $100, that's impressive. You know, maybe I'm impressed by it. And maybe, so maybe you could argue that it's worth the 100 or maybe more. Maybe. But what? That's my problem. It's, what is it exactly? It's, I don't know. It's science. It has a value. That you can convince someone to give me $100 has a value. It's worth to me quite a bit of money. It might be worth $90 to me. But is it worth 100? I'm not sure. No, he's the Kaddish now with the Pruta. No, Hadassah is going to be on the money. That's no, Hadassah, what she gets from the Chas. She's getting money from someone else. She's not going to marry someone else. She wants to marry the Chas. So Hadassah is. Look, if the Chas said, Harvazuzi Bahano Zu. And we're not going to start saying, well, she thinks. What do you mean she thinks? We're saying clearly. If we don't say clearly, you could argue. We're saying clearly. Now, if she doesn't understand Hebrew, so I have to explain to her. But if she knows what he's talking about, so then we assume that. This is the way I understand it. I don't.
Okay.
So same kash on the Rambam that we had before. Just like Peshu asked in the first case, he asked in the second case. Jim Kodesh with this Hanah, why do I need Din Eved Kanani? We didn't say a Teretz first on the Kasha by Arev, so we're not going to try right now a Teretz on Eved Kanani either. It's the same difficulty in Shita Zerama, but Mahaloch, if you want to look. Right now we're trying to work on the Havar. Okay, so everyone understands Din Arev and Din Eved Kanani, you're not mixed up? Yeah? What? Okay, then Arav and Kanani, I think we could all handle. Then Shneihem gets very tricky. Now we're going to combine the two. Okay, now before we look into the Gemara, let's just combine the two ourselves, because the Gemara throws a curveball here. And in the Gemara's case, the worst thing would be if you don't understand that it's a curveball. Like, at least you should understand it. You have Din Arav and Din Eved Kanani, okay? I have here. The normal case of Kedushin, you have a chassan, okay, you have a kallah. The chassan gives money to the kallah. Mm-hmm. That's the normal case. Okay, so what was Din Arev? Din Arev was that we change the kallah. So Din Arev is that, we call it, the Ruvain receives. Okay, so this is Din Arev. Okay, that's Din Arev. Easy. Okay, and you have case number two. Now, the chassan normally would give a kala. So you all know that Din Eved Kanani, we replace the chassan. And we have that Reuven gives the kala. I don't want to call him. All right, this is Din Eved Kanani. Okay? Just for simplicity, I'll call him Shimon. I think the wrong one. That's okay? All right, Shimon. Now, they have to combine these two cases. I want to have a case where I'm going to replace the kallah, and that works because of Din Arev, and I'm going to replace the chassan, the Din Eved Kanani. So what would I do? Easy. I'll take case number three. Here's the first case. Here's the second case. And now I have my third case. Normally, a chassan gives a kallah. Okay, so for Din Eved Kanani, who do I replace for Eved Kanani? Chazan. Reuven. Right, so Reuven will give. Din Arev, who do I replace? Kala. Shin. So if I were writing the Gemara, I would say, if I want to use these two lumpes together, I have case number three. The Chassid normally gives the Kala. So Medin Arev, Reuven's going to give. Medin Eved Kanani, Reuven's going to do the giving. Someone else gives, it's Kiyimu, the Chassid gives. Shimon receives, it's Kiyimu, the Kala receives. Now, I'm still going to need the chassan to tell the kala harayat mekudeshesli, either b'mana or b'hanos mana. B'mana zu she nosan pleini alpi v'kibul pleini b'mkaimcha. After, however you fit in the lashon. So I still have to say the lashon, but l'chayra, this would be a typical case of din shnei. You ask him? No?
Reuven's not giving the money to the chassan.
Reuven. Why would Reuven give it to the chassan?
I'm giving it to
no, the Gemara case. I'm saying, if I were writing the Gemara, I would have picked this case for Din Shnei. Easy. You just take this case, Shimon replaces the Kala. Take this case, Reuven replaces the chassan. So you have Reuven replaces the chassan, Shimon replaces the Kala, and this is Din Shnei. And in the Tosfos read on the Gemara, he says, the Gemara could have said this case. I said, nothing happened. The Gemara could have said this case. The Gemara picked a different case. A more complicated one. Why say a simple one? Yes? So you think it's not good?
Yeah.
Why?
You
need something from the chassan and kallah. You hear what Yaakov is saying? We have to see if this is taka why the Gemara's case is bad. What? Right, what Yaakov is saying is that in this case, it's worse. Because you don't have not the chassan and not the kala. Now really, you're not so right, because you need a chassan and a kala. Here I don't have the kala. Here I don't have the chassan. What is I'm missing one, I'm missing both. I'm missing them. If Arif says he could be missing one, and Abkai says he could be missing this one, so why not the two together? We'll have to see. The emesis, Tosfos Rid says that this case works with Din Shnei. And the Chemda Shloimei writes, the Kavonis HaRambam, that the Rambam would hold it doesn't work. Right now, we don't know enough to explain this Chemda Shloimei. The Chemda Shloimei says that, like the Rambam, this would not work. But based on what we've learned so far in the Sugya, there's no reason in the world it shouldn't work. L'chayru. If you can replace one, replace the others, you can replace both of them. Then you still need a Chasid Kala, Chasid telling the Kala, Hari HaMakudeshes, with the Hanoh of this whole transaction. But what is the Gemara's case? The Gemara's case, which is the actual Gemara's case, is again, you normally have a person giving a kala. So the Gemara has a case where Reuven is giving instead of the chasen. And who does Reuven give it to? The Gemara's going to say Reuven gives it to the chasen. So Reuven is actually giving the money to the chasen. Same chasen. He's on the other side of the equation. Okay? Same person. Right? Attention. Reuven give it to the chasen. The Gemara's going to say an amazing thing. Gemara says Reuven is the place of the chasen. The chasen is the place of the kala. Here the chasen is receiving the money. And Din Arid, he's receiving instead of the kala. And this is a good kedusha. That's what the Gemara is saying. Ask him. Okay, we're going to see the case. I hope it doesn't confuse you that the chasen is some kind of kala. Now you like this case better, Yaakov, because at least the chasen's here. But the chasen's on the wrong side of the picture. I don't see what it helps exactly. He's the receiving of the money to become the kala. And this is the Gemara's case. Let's see the Gemara's case inside. What? It's a good kasha. All right, 1 second. Tei mana l'plaini ve'kadish ani loy. Tei mana l'plaini. Who's plaini? The chasn. Ve'kadish ani loy. And the woman will be mekudeshes to him. Mekudeshes din shneim. How does that work? So the Gemara fears us. Ariv. Lava afagav d'loy kamati ano liyo de'kam yishavid na'afshe hei itzanami. So here also, just like Oriv doesn't get money, the Kala doesn't get money. Ayotayna midani. Oriv, hayde kokani like a chasam amayna. Hay gavra, kokani lala hayitzov like a chasam amayna. Here the chasam's not spending anything, so maybe it's worse. But let me be. Ever kanani achiyach. He doesn't have to lose money. Why? Because the like a chasam amayna, but kokani nafshe. The Gemara Yotayna on that midami hasam hachdeka makni kokani vayeva knani the makni is kaina hachai itza kamakanya nafsha v'loi kokanya v'loi midi arav yechia avaloi kamati anol yadei mishabin nafsha. So Gemara goes through two halves. It says what, that from the two together this particular case should work. Okay. Does anybody have a problem with the case? Is there a kasha on the case? Anything wrong with case number four? Is there anything wrong with case number four? The Rajba asks that case number four should be Noslan He. Should be case of Noslan He. That she gave. The Rajba asks this as a kasha. But everyone says that they don't understand the Rajma's kasha. What kind of nosna he? She didn't give. He didn't get. He gave with the lumdis of Eva Kanani. And she received with the lumdis of Arif. So that it's what? What do you mean? If it's Adam Chashev, then it works with her as Adam Chashev. Mekanya with the value. Here, it's not an Adam Chashev. It's not the same. By Adam Chashev, it's a Kedushin, because you would pay an Adam Chashev to accept from you, so the Maisi got something.
She would pay for someone to give, for a Chashev to give to the Chashev.
Here, you don't need Adam Chashev. Let's say it's not an Adam Chashev. You're comparing it to Adam Chashev, but this it's only similar to Adam Chashev in what happens, but in the Lundis, it's not at all similar to Adam Chashev, right? Is it? She has hanah if anybody receives.
Right.
But not because he's out of chashav agreed to receive. It's because din arav is ki'ilu.
Right.
She.
So she
chose the chashav. In this case, it would be like out of
chashav.
She's not
enough.
I can get.
Not because it's. Not because it's an
adam chashav, but because.
Because she
wants
it to get it. She gets
enough. Fine. Fine. Okay. Not because of adam chashav. All right. So it's just similar. Structure is not similar in the way the Kedushin work. That's what you're saying, right?
I mean, when
what?
I don't
okay, good. The Rashba is talking that whoever brings the Rashba, the Avim Lum brings the Rashba. And he says it's hard to understand what the Rashba's kasha. It's Nasnahi. What kind of Nasnahi is it? There's no Nasnahi. The way this works in Lum, this shouldn't be a problem. Amira is very tricky. What Amira does he say in this case? Huh? It's very tricky. What? Oh, that's the question. What is the Amira here? Is it his accepting? How would he say it in this case? What? The Rosh is easier. I have this leave in Manazu. See this one? This Mana. I'm Kiddush. But the Rosh is easier, no?
She's
telling Pliny, give my chassan $100 and I'll be married to him. So, you know, he has to say an Amira. So what Amira do you say? According to the Rosh, it's easy. Hari Am Kudesh Asleep in Manazu that Reuven is giving me. See this 100 that's right here? You know, Kishri with this Mana. Like the Rosh, it's very easy. The Rosh, it's all Lamdish. It's Lamdish I'm giving and Lamdish you're getting and everything is fine.
I mean,
she's nothing to do. She's receiving money. In a Lamdish way, she's receiving money. Because Dinarav is that when someone else receives, it's Kilo I receive. So whether it's someone else's plenty or someone else's me. So like the Rosh, I would think it's easy. You just say Yom Kippur with this money and this money and Lamdis Gilaris. According to the Rambam, though, there's more than one way to look at this. How would you phrase it according to the Rambam? What does the Chassam say to the Kedekal? Hayam Kadeshusli, Bahanoas. You know you need Hanoas. The Rambam always needs Hanoas. Bahanoah. The Hanoah that I'm a Kabbal the money. For you.
That Reuven gave the money.
Or is it the Hanah that Pliny gave the money? Alpiv. Alpicha. Is it in the Hanah of the Kabbalah? Or in the Hanah of the Nesina? Huh? The Hanah. So Hari Amakudeshus Lee, the man says, the Hanah. Shepleini Nosan Alpi. So is that the way you would understand? Hanas Kabbalah Lacharish only work with the Adam Chashuv. Let's go back. In Din Ariv, what do we say? By Din Ariv, when someone else receives instead of the Kala, he says, Hari Abba Kodeshusli, Hanas Monazu. Shani Naisin Apicha. Okay, but here you can't say Shani Naisin Apicha. But there we use Lashon Nesina, not Kabbalah. It's true. So here also we should have a Lashon of Nesina. Isn't that true? Let's see if the Rush brings a Lashon. See here the Rush doesn't say what the Lashon is. The other two he said, but the problem is that in the Rambam, his lashon, l'chayra, the lashon should be a lashon of nesina, hari amakudeshesli, with the hanah that Pliny gave, Reuven gave because I said so. L'chayra, that should be the lashon here. Hari zuba hanah that Pliny gave money. Because I said so. L'chayr, that should be the Lashon like the Rambam. Right, B'shem Rambam, hopefully.
Right.
Okay. The Rambam doesn't say this lashon. Again, the Svara, Halkaf, okay, because we're going to get to a point with this. Svara, what should the Amira be? Svara. Hayemukdeshesli, Bahanoas, the Matana that I'm giving because you want me to. Chayra. But I can't say that I'm giving because Ruvay is giving. So the Chasna say, Hayemukdeshesli, Bahanoas, the money is giving al pi, he's giving in my place because I said, because you want, or whatever. But it's in the scene, it has to be a lush in the scene. That's what Svara would dictate. Okay, Hayyam Mukadeshesli, with the Hana that Reuven is giving money because I said so. Is that what the lady's getting? The Hana that Pliny is giving money because I said so. Because you said so. No, not because you said, because I said so and you want it. But why the chassid is not giving Hana because you said so? The chassid is giving Hana because. Well, no, according to the Rambam, the chassid does. The whole Rambam is that the chassid has to give the Hana. He kept on saying the chassid is giving Hana. All the Arvin Eber Kanani said the chassid is giving Hana. Right? That's the Rambam's Mahalach. That's the Hana. So in Arv was easy, in Eber Kanani was easy. In Shneim it's all hard. One second. Now, first up, Pis Svara. It would be. No, what would it be? Hayam Kodeshes Li with the Hana. What Hana is she getting? The Hana that Pliny is giving money because the Chassan said so.
Person
that you want because the Chassan said so. Person you get because the Chassan said so. What? I know, but now the Chassan has to say Hariat. What does the Chassan say? So what's he saying? What's the hurry up?
He's not giving me the money because
he's giving it because of me. If I wouldn't want to marry her, I wouldn't give it to her.
No, but it's not because I asked him to. Because
no, for the cow alone, the person wouldn't give the money. What does she need him for? Huh? Who didn't ask? The chassan? The chassan didn't ask, so why is the person giving? Okay, 1 minute. Let's go back to Eved Kanani. In the Eved Kanani case, why is the chassan? No, in case number 2. Why is Pliny giving? Because who said so? Because she said so? So what does she need a chassan for? Why doesn't she just say, give me money, and he'll give her money? Obviously, she's saying, you're a friend of the chassan, he wants to marry me, so give me the money, and I'll be married to him. So she's saying so verbally, but he's giving it because he's friends with the chassan.
Right?
Which man? The other man, not the chassan. Right? The chassan has to say hariya. So the chassan says what? The chassan says hariya mukudeshesli with this mana, which is being given on my behalf. I mean, it's usually the chassan's friend who pays for his thing. He's willing to pay for his cost. So hariya is with the money which is given on my behalf. Al pi or al bishvili. So din shneyem logically should be Haria, you still with me? Din shneyem, what should that mirror be? This chassid is talking to the kala. He says, I'm giving you a hanor. Like the rosh, it's the money itself. Like the ramam, it's the hanor. What hanor is the kala getting? He's getting the hanor that Reuven is willing to give money in place of the chassid. That Reuven is willing to give money, so the hanor, the chassid gave her a hanor, that what she wanted to happen, he made sure it happened. He got Reuven to give the money to Pliny. That's the language that I would normally expect it should say. It might be tricky. Yeah, that's wrong. Well, how would you say it? What is she getting from the chassan? She has to get something. Remember, like the Rambam, like the Rosh, she has to get from the chassan. She's getting.
The fact that her request was able to be McQuaid. Or was he accepted it? Therefore, he was able to give it.
It's true. Her request is being Mekoyim. Now, where is the giving in that? Where is the chassan giving? In her request being Mekoyim, where is the chassan a giver? His accepting is giving her.
Yes, he's giving her because she wants her words to be Mekoyim. That's not how she's going to get. So
by him accepting the money.
What's the market value? How much would you charge to accept $100? Is there a market value to that? How much would you charge? What? Hano, I mean, how much is it worth to you? How much is it worth to you? I'm willing to take presents. Huh?
Obviously, something. She made the deal. But he didn't make it. She did. There.
All right, we're disagreeing again. Again, I would think the lashon should be a lashon nesina. The lashon should be Hari Amakudeshes Li, with the fact that a nesina is being given and you wanted it, and so it's something to you. A lashon nesina. That's what I would understand. Unfortunately, the Rambam doesn't say like me. He says like you. The Rambam says again. You want to read the lashon Rambam? The Rambam says Hari Amakudeshes Li, b'manazu shekibalti apicha. What's the lashon? The Hanoah has to have the word Hanoah, right? That's the lashon. Hari Amakudeshesli. The Hanoah Matanazu Shekibalti Pirtzaimcha. Okay? The Rambam says in this case, it's a good Kedushin. Hari Amakudeshesli. The Hanoah Matanazu Shekibalti Pirtzaimcha. Again, the Rambam sticks in the word Hanoah, which the Rambam always seems to do. Shekibalti Pirtzaimcha. So you're Makudish with my Kabbalah. So now my accepting it is my giving in the din of din shneim. That's the Rambam Shita. That somehow that means a hesber, but the Rambam says my willingness to accept it, b'tzaincha, under this conditions of kedushin, taka maybe the Rambam says it's true. I would take this from anybody. I wouldn't take this from anybody that should be part of a kedushin. Here, I'm willing to do it as part of the kedushin to take a gift. So maybe there's some hanoah in that. And hanoah zu shekibalti b'tzaincha. That's the Rambam's explanation of Din Shneim. The Hanoah is with the Kabbalah. Now, accepting the Rambam. Needs Hezber, doesn't need Hezber, accepting the Rambam. Shekibalti. So the Hanoah is, what Hanoah is he giving her? That he's taking this thing under these conditions. And he's Makadisha with that Hanoah. And he's willing to accept it under these conditions and she wants it. That's the Hanoah. Okay? That's the Rambam Shit. According to the Rambam, that you're Makadish with the fact that the Chosn is willing to be Makabel, it turns out very good that the Gemara picked this case, case number 4. Why did the Gemara pick case number 3? Why did the Gemara pick what I would think is a simpler case of Din Shneim? Why did the Gemara have this case where Reuven gives Shimon, Reuven is B'makim the Chosn, Shimon is B'makim the Kala, and that should work? Why did the Gemara say it? So Taisus reads, Samachiyami. The Gemara could have said it. It said a big Yechidish. And the Shleima says, no, the Rambam holds. Din Shneim only works. Hanas Matanazu Shekibalti Bertzaincha. The fact that I'm willing to accept. Now, why it's that way, like the Rambam, we have to think about. But the Rambam says that's how Din Shneim works. Hanazu Shekibalti Bertzaincha. So the Chem Deshleimai, in the case down here, the Chosn wasn't Makabal anything. Chosn wasn't Makabal anything. If you need Hanas Matanazu Shekibalti Bertzaimcha, so case number 3 doesn't work, because the Chosn didn't, there wasn't Makabal anything. There's no Kabbalah. If there's no Kabbalah, so it doesn't work. Why it should be that way, I'm not explaining. I'm just saying that, like the Rambam, it works out that way. If the Hanoi is that I'm willing to accept it, in case number 3, I didn't accept anything. And it wasn't my shliach who accepted it. It wasn't even someone b'mocking me. Shimon is mocking the kala. The chassan didn't do any accepting.
In case 1 is 2, the rabbi didn't say anything about the
kala. It's interesting. In case 1 and 2, the rabbi didn't say a word about kibalti.
So then the third case could be fine also.
So why does case number 3 need kibalti? So that we're left hanging. The hezber and the rabbi. Why is case 3 somehow not just a combination of 1 and 2? Something more than case 1 and 2. Why in case number 3, which is case number 4 on the board, why in that case do I need Banozu Shekibalti? Why do I need Shekibalti? Why do I need that like the Rambam? So that still needs Hez, but Chem Deshleim is master. Mitzvah Hashem will come back to it tomorrow. But I will also get into the next Gemara tomorrow, the Boi Rava. So please finish down the next piece of Gemara.